Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, In My Backyard's Lisa Braltz and Joan Jack talk about an urban DIY culture that's becoming something of a trend among some women.
Little known fact, if I hadn't stayed home with my children for a few years in the late 90s and early 2000s, In My Backyard probably wouldn't exist. During those 7 years I stayed home with my kids, Cody and Lily, I taught myself and, more importantly, learned from others how to grow food and how to cook and preserve what I grew. I learned how to knit. We kept chickens. I hung laundry on a clothesline and I wished I could keep bees. I felt like I was really connecting with something, and I was. Since rejoining the workforce in 2005, I've worked for organizations where food, empowerment, and local economies and talking about those things to anyone who would listen were major aspects of my jobs. But my interest in home economies, the most local economies of all, has stayed constant. If there's been a book or an article on the subject published in the last 10 years, I've read it. Enter a book called Homeward Bound, Why Women Are Embracing the New Domesticity. Published late this past spring, Homeward Bound investigated the continuing rise of DIY, do-it-yourself, culture in the new millennium, particularly among young, educated women. The author, a woman in her early 30s named Emily Matcher, seemed both baffled and intrigued by the concept. Why, she wondered, are so many educated young women deciding against staying out of the full-time workforce, choosing instead to grow and preserve food, bake their own bread, make their own laundry soap, and sometimes choosing to educate the children they have at home? Is it a good idea? Is it a major setback? Are they telling the truth about their lives at home, or are they glossing them over? I decided it was time to take the book to someone in Matcher's target demographic and get their take on the subject.
So it's really cool because today I just found out that I will be on the Master Gardeners walk next year. They just gave me the go-ahead. So I got chosen out of a bunch of gardens that they looked at because they wanted a garden that had the vegetables and the flowers in it. So I'm pretty psyched about that.
Joan Jack is in her mid-30s with two graduate degrees, one in geology and the other in teaching. She's married to her partner, Jason, and they have a 4-year-old daughter, Abby. They live on a quiet street in Champaign, Illinois, in a mid-sized older house that looks like most others from the street. But the backyard is something else altogether. It's full of raised beds loaded with vegetables. There are fruit trees, berry bushes, beehives, and flowers, all of which she grows for her family, for the farmer's market, and for a CSA she started herself. Something is always in progress in her backyard, and today it's flower drying.
So I picked these this morning. These are calendula or pot marigold, and they're edible flowers. And what I want to do is, I have some inside I can show you when we go in. I'm soaking them in jojoba oil. Some of them in vodka and some of them in apple cider vinegar after you dry them. And you can use them to make beauty products or tea, anything. Yeah, stuff like that.
She's not working full-time outside the home, but growing things isn't all Joan does. She doesn't stay down on the urban farm. She'll be teaching two sections of geology next spring as she's done before, and it's hard work of an entirely different kind. The biggest problem she had with Homeward Bound, she says, is that women and families in what she calls the middle seem to be left out.
Yep, and she doesn't really talk about that middle very much, where it is there's give and take, where, yeah, you may be supported financially by the spouse, but it's also they have other income. And, you know, it's not just the mom or the dad just staying at home all the time, where you have outside jobs and, yeah, she doesn't talk about that, not that I can remember.
For Joan, examples of people who are out in the world, enjoying what it has to offer, but who are still asking big questions about the nature of work, the concept of agency and self-education, and how what we do affects the health of ourselves and our planet, aren't given much time in Homeward Bound. And she thinks they should be, because those are the people who are most relatable.
Right, exactly. Right, no way, dude. No, like, we do it step by... Yeah, I live in the world, and that is why I love it. I love being able to go out. I've made my own laundry soap. I haven't made my own soap, but I made my own laundry soap. I've canned all kinds of things, but it's like, you know what? I love being able to go out and be like, I can buy this if I need to. I can't buy a lot because we don't have a lot of money, but it's like, yeah, I can do that.
She acknowledges her privilege. She has a supportive partner in Jason, and they've figured out how to live well, by their standards, on his income and the income she brings in from classes she teaches, the CSA, and her sales at the farmer's market. But for her, it's less about making a living and more about making a life, asking questions and developing relationships to people, to the food we eat, and to the world we live in.
I think that's the whole point. You have to spread the message about what you're doing and why you think it's important.
For In My Backyard, I'm Lisa Braltz.